I'm Rex Nelson. People travel to Arkansas to experience its natural beauty. We even market ourselves as the natural state. Our landscapes not only make this state exciting to visit, but a wonderful place to live, not to mention the positive impact tourism has on our economy. It's our responsibility to keep our environment litter-free. Let's do our part to keep it beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We move to the fourth quarter. Mount Home up 21-7. You looking at the
scores? Yeah, I'm checking some scores from the conference right now. Greenwood 29-22 over Van Buren at the half. Lake Hamilton 30-21 over Benton in the third quarter.
Third and four here from Mountain Home at the Russellville 45-yard line. McKay will give it to Hirschberger. He is going to squirt through for the first down inside the 40, down to the 39. Boy, he ran into a big pile, but he was able to get through there and move the chains.
Yeah, sometimes you do some of these things yourself, and Bombers are going to go fast, Brad. Now we have one go down on the sideline.
Bombers snap it anyway. There's a flag. Mountain Home, I don't think the Bombers ever got set. One of the Russellville players was injured and was trying to get off the field. Coach Weaver was telling him to get down so they could stop play. There's a flag in the backfield because the Bombers, I don't think they ever got set. Now, the ball's at the 36. That's where the play went to.
Well, and if anything, now there should be offsetting penalties because they had 12 men on the field.
Yes. So they tend to the injured Russellville player, but the officials are still trying to get this sorted out.
The foul on the play. Had an injured player. We will replay first down.
Okay, so they're saying no play because of the injured player. So they'll bring it back to the 39 and replay the down again with 11:44 left in the game.
The only options you have if you can't get a whistle is to throw a flag to stop the play.
Yep. Well, they continue to.
That young man did get up slow after the last play. It wasn't one of those deals where you're kind of, you know, trying to slow your opponent down by faking an injury.
Right.
He got up slow, was hobbling, was trying to get to the sideline, and just couldn't make it.
That's Jaquan Bobo. He's a backup defensive tackle, and he's unable to put any weight on that right ankle, it looks to be. So they help him to the sideline. And
please reset the game clock to 11:49.
They're going to put 5 seconds back on the play clock here. I should say the game clock. So 11:49 left in the ball game. The Bombers up by 14 with the football, first down at the Russellville 39-yard line. First down, Mountain Home. Receiver on each side. They'll bring a man in motion as Bojay's in the game. He's going to be the lead blocker here for Hirschberger, who takes it to the right side, and he's going to pick up three down to the 36-yard line.
I really think you're seeing Mountain Home try and hammer the ball now. They're going to keep working this clock as well as working the field.
11:23 left in the ball game. Mountain Home up 21-7. The Bombers can hang on and win this one and then win next week at Little Rock Parkview. They will have a home game in the first round of the playoffs. Second and seven here for Mountain Home. And it's going to be Hirschberger, left side. And he has stood up at the 35, and he's down there after a one-yard gain.
Play started out well. Bombers had a little bit of running room, but I was trying to find this. Russellville, for as maligned as their defense has been, you know, my son told me, because they're real good in the box, and they have showed that tonight. They're tough out there on the run game.
They have been. 10:33 left to play. The Bombers looking at a third and six here from the Russellville 35-yard line. McKay is going to roll to the right, to the left, rather, a designed run for the quarterback. He has got the first down. He's just inside the 29-yard line, and that should be enough for the first down.
Nice lead blocking there. Hirschberger, Tabor, Cody Abel getting out there, creating that running room. Bojay.
16th first down of the night for Mountain Home. Russellville has 3.
Wow, that's awesome.
We haven't seen that stats like that in a long time. First down for Mountain Home. McKay will give it to Hershberger. The Bombers keep it on the ground, and he's going to pick up about 3 on first down to the 25.
Just keep getting these steady chunks of yardage, Brad.
It's going to be second down and 7 now for Mountain Home.
Butcher was there for the Cyclones.
I like to give a hard time to the chain game, but I'll tell you what, they did a pretty good job on this particular set of downs. We're only having to go about 8.5 yards to get a first down.
Good job, boys.
Bailey Bodenhammer, Chad Dewey, Josh King, Dave King over there. Good job. Kills me to say that. Second down and about 6 here for Mountain Home. And that counterplay, it's going to be Hershberger coming to the near side. He's inside the 20. He's got a first down to the 17-yard line.
You know, it's really interesting in these plays that the Bombers run. Offensive line makes a lot of blocks there on the inside, kind of just holding people up. And then they really just give their backs time to work. You've got to have good ball carrier vision, though, to make this work as well. Now, being a heck of an athlete doesn't hurt either, does it?
Not at all. First down at the 17-yard line for Mountain Home, down to 8:40 left in the ballgame. McKay, design quarterback run to the right side, turns it up, and he's going to pick up a yard on the play. That's about it.
Yeah, he's really fortunate to get anything. They shot the gap. The guard pulled. And the defender, I always told kids when I was coaching youth football, if you see a guard or somebody pulling, follow them.
Yeah.
And he did that right there and blew that play up.
Hallmark was there for the Cyclone. Be second and nine.
Bombers doing a good job of letting the play clock run down. They were down to 8:06 left in the ball game. McKay will give it to, it's going to be a pitch to Hershberger. And, boy, well played by the defense. Leading the way that time was the linebacker Carson Smith. They're going to throw Hershberger for a loss of 4 back to the 20.
Yeah, they were not fooled at all, Brad. 3 guys there waiting for him on the pitch. And wasn't any room for Bryce to keep it either. So
they faked the handoff to Boje and then ran the option.
It's going to be third down.
Nothing was there.
How about a corner route to Walker here?
He's on the left side. Now the Bombers, they're changing the play from the sideline here. It's third and 13. From the 20 of Russellville. And they're looking Walker's way to the end zone. Logan cannot haul this one in.
Pass is incomplete. It'll be fourth down and 13.
Just led him a little too much to the corner. Be interesting to see what Mountain Home does. He's got the ball good and centered. And big leg at Tabers. 3 points is definitely a possibility. And I think they're going to go for it.
That's what they're going to do. This is going to be about a 37-yarder, 37-38. There's 7:10 left in the game. The Bombers are up by 14. This would make it a three-possession game. This is going to be a 37-yard field goal attempt. Kick is up, plenty of leg, and it's good. 37-yard field goal is good. By Tabor, and Mountain Home leads it 24-7 with 7:05 to play. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, you?
You don't remember my name, do you? You have 27 guesses. Go.
Jane.
No.
Jenny?
No.
Sue?
You don't always get 27 chances, but with a new $50,000 payout scratch-off from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, you can win 27 times with more than $20 million in total prizes.
No.
Scarlett.
Wrong.
Lauren.
That's it.
Yes. So how do we know each other again?
Forget it.
Get your ticket today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the kickoff taken by Clark at about the 10-yard line and the return out across the 30. And Clark's going to wind up at about the 39-yard line. Pretty good return.
Yeah, that was a line drive kick, and he just caught it on the run and popped it right up in there. For
this is hard to believe, Sonny. Here we go. We've got 6:57 left in the game. In the second half, Mountain Home has run 33 plays. Russellville has run 6.
That's what happens when you do ball control and pound it at them.
And, of course, the turnover helped as
well. That's right.
Yep, they had that one turnover, but wow. So Russellville starts at their own 39-yard line. Whitford dropping straight back. The pass is going to be incomplete. He threw it to between two receivers, and they're mouthing each other like, that was yours.
Well, we saw Stokes short arm one earlier. And I guess, you know, the ball is thrown behind you and the receiver's behind you and it's his inside catch. Yeah, you'd think that your teammates should catch that ball. Well, Gavin Graham should have had that one.
So second and 10 now for the Cyclones with 6:51 to play. Bombers up 24-7.
Bombers playing it a little loose in the secondary to keep that padding and trying to turn that defensive line loose to cause havoc.
Whitford steps up. The pass is incomplete. He was looking that time for the receiver across the middle there, Graham.
Yeah, boy, didn't get much into that one. That one was floating. I just kept waiting for a Bomber defender to break on the ball and try to pluck it out of the air.
So third down here for the Cyclones. 6:46 to play. Bombers with a 17-point lead. At home, not sure who's where. They tried to bring somebody off the field and send him back out there. Whitford's going to roll to the right. Throw back pass complete. And this is going to be a short gain. It's complete to Graham. He's going to wind up at about the 43, a four-yard gain. So fourth and 6 coming up, and Russellville's going to keep that offense out there.
Yeah, that misalignment actually turned out to kind of help the Bombers. What they thought was having Daxton Hickman come running off because they've been sliding in that nickel defense, and so some defensive lineman has to come back. But when he went back, he couldn't get to his defensive end slot, so he just kind of stood out there and covered one of these guys here in this bunch.
Fourth and 6 here for the Cyclones. Whitford, pressure's on, steps to his left. The pass is complete. First down across the 50 to the 48. They convert.
That's their first down of the second half. Is that right, or did they get one?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep, they'd had a couple of three and outs. So they convert on fourth down. That's only the fourth first down of the night for the Cyclones. .552 to play. Bombers up 24-7. Whitford, pressure's on. He is running into a sea of blue jerseys. Bogey forced the pressure. He and Valdez share the sack back at the 44-yard line.
Oh, fuck. Getting into the action tonight. You know, he's been real active tonight. He just hadn't been able to get in on any plays. Done a good job of forcing that pressure, and that time the blitz up the middle really opened it up for the Bombers.
It's an 8-yard loss back to the 44, so second and 18 now for Russellville with 5:18 to play.
Mount Home going really light on that defensive line right now.
Whitford, the throwback to the left is complete and hit immediately as Stokes. He's going to be dropped for no gain.
Colby Lockhart comes up and pops him right as he catches the football. Man, it's just so refreshing to see the Bombers reading these plays in front of them and responding to them and making tackles. Just doing a great job, Coach Airy and the defensive staff, really turning this defense around.
Third and 18 here for the Cyclones. Obviously, they've got two downs to convert here. 4:40 to play. Whitford with trips to the right and twins to the left. Under pressure again. He's going to be hit. Oh, he eludes the tackle. He lets it fly long down the left sideline. It's intercepted at the 30. Picked off by Brody Patterson. The return to the 40. And the Bombers have the football back.
And he just let that one fly, Brad. Too much error under it. Patterson read it, adjusted to the football. Man, I thought I was hoping we'd see pick six. But, boy, it's that defensive pressure. Shane Rowden, one of the sophomores, getting in there as well. Bombers just making all the right calls, Coach Erie and his staff. Boy, they had Russellville scouted very well tonight.
Third turnover of the night by the Cyclones. The Bombers, with 4:22 to play, will take over, leading by 17.
Bombers, some little confusion with the personnel. Going to put Bashirs and Hershberger in the backfield at the same time for the first time tonight.
Give Boje a rest. 4:22 to play, and the Bombers with the football back at the 40. The give is to Bashirs. I should say to Hershberger, and Gage is going to pick up about two on the play out to the 42.
About the 42-yard line. He's second down and eight.
Elijah Lagg slow getting around for the Bombers right now.
He's hobbled, limping some. Second and eight coming up here for this Bomber offense. Well, Bryant has pulled away from North Little Rock. They go to the fourth quarter up 37-14 now. I don't think anybody's going to touch them this year.
No, not this year.
They are impressive again. Hershberger coming to the near side, turns it upfield, and makes his way to the 45 with a pickup of three.
Hershberger around left end, takes the ball out to the 45.
Three and a half minutes left to play. Third and five here for this Bomber offense.
Brad, I'm seeing a little breath on the field tonight. It's real football weather on this Halloween's Eve.
Get to play a war memorial next Friday night against Little Rock Parkview. Be a fun atmosphere for these young men. Third and five. The ball kept by McKay, rolling to the right side. Turns it upfield. He's got the first down. He's inside the 50, down to the 48 of Russellville.
Well, there were two guys there, had him hemmed in on the right side. It's looking like a loss. And he just cuts on a dime and shoots straight up the field for the first down.
18th first down of the night for Mountain Home. Russellville with four. Boje back in. Bashirs comes out. Down to 2:39 to play. Bombers can run this down a long ways with these next three plays. 6 seconds on the play clock now. Bombers will snap it. They'll give it to Hershberger right side, and he's going to pick up down to the 46, a gain of two, and Russellville will take a timeout. So with 2:17 left to play, the Bombers are up 24-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Nearly everyone is looking for and finding joy in the simple pleasures of home. Home cooking, homegrown, homemade everything. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, even home mortgages and home refis are comfortable with online applications and are specialists by appointment. Go to mebanking.com. Easy as pie, homemade or not. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
COVID-19 has changed the way we do some things.
But it has not changed the expert care at UAMS.
If you need treatments in our Cancer Institute,
or much-needed surgery to improve the quality of your life,
we're more than ready to safely care for you,
whether in person or through a virtual visit anywhere in Arkansas.
Don't put your health on hold.
UAMS Health, for a better state of health.
Your home for Mountain Home Bomber football is KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Classic Hits 101.7.
Hershberger gets the handoff. He's going to pick up one to the 45, and Russellville takes another timeout there. Second. We'll break again with 2:09 to play. Mountain Home up 24-7. You're listening to Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
2:12 to play. Bombers up by 17. Russellville, one timeout left. The Bombers looking at a 3rd and 7 at the Russellville 45. If you can convert here, it would just about wrap it up. Hershberger coming to the near side, cuts it back up. He's going to get a yard. That's it. And Russellville will take their final timeout. Bombers looking at a 4th down coming up. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
First Security Bank is here cheering you on to help you reach your goals. We're proud to be your community bank. We'll celebrate when you win, and if you don't, we'll support you even more, just like we do for each other. First Security, a proud supporter of our Mountain Home Bombers. Together, we're better. Together, we're Arkansas strong. Go Bombers! First Security Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
2:08 to play. The Bombers up 24-7, looking at a 4th and 6th here, getting ready to kick the football away. Russellville is out of timeouts now. They're going to send Brady Burnett back deep to return the punt. 4th and 6 here for Mountain Home. Good snap back to McKay. Gets the kick away. It's going to bounce at about the 15 and rolls, and Bombers will down it at about the 16-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 17, and that is where Russellville will start with 1:57 left to play at their own 17.
Ridden this defense all night, Brad. Roll them out there and let them work again.
Russellville with just 4 first downs on the night. 1:57 to play, and Russellville has no timeouts. Whitford with 5 receivers. Left side pass is complete, and player gets out of bounds near the 25.
And Mount Home playing a little more of a safety defense. McKay back in. Mason Walker over there pops him, knocks him out of bounds.
A 7-yard pass play to Gavin Graham. So it's 2nd and 3 now for the Cyclones. 3-man front for Mountain Home. Pass is incomplete. Well, I'll tell you what, Hickman and Trevion Traylor had a battle going on that time. They wind up about 15 yards from where the ball was snapped. Traylor blocked him all the way out there, and they were engaged and battling each other. 3rd down and 3 here for the Cyclones from their own 24-yard line. Whitford's pass complete. Stokes on the sideline did a good job to get the feet down and get out of bounds out to the 32. It's an 8-yard pass play.
You know, Brad, you'll give that pass play up here with a minute 43 left. So you have to have a whole bunch of them.
Yes. 1st down now for the Cyclones. 5 receivers set for Whitford. Has time. The pass across the middle is complete. McKay came in trying to make a play in the ball, but it was caught by Gabe Hogue.
He did a great job there because he was about to intercept that pass. He was able to step in front of Hill and make the reception. We've seen Bryce do that several times this year.
That was a 16-yard play out to the 48. Another 1st down for the Cyclones. Whitford is under pressure, and he's sacked. Ofa Valdez with a sack back at the 40-yard line.
Big play by Ofa. He just beat the man on the rush and then went back and popped the quarterback who's having to get picked up off the ground by his teammates. He's going to be feeling that for several plays afterwards.
A loss of 7 back to the 41. And the clock continues to run with 1 minute left. The Bombers up 24-7. It's now 2nd and 17 for the Cyclones. Whitford. Left side pass is complete near the 50. A nice move to the inside part of the field away from the defense by Stokes. And he's going to take it to about the 46 of Mountain Home.
But no timeouts. That clock's going to continue to run, Brad.
About a 14-yard pickup. So 3rd and 3 here for the Cyclones. Whitford is looking long down the right sideline, and it's incomplete. Intended for Brady Burnett, and it brings up 4th and 3 now for the Cyclones with 20 seconds left.
You know, obviously you're up here, you know, 17, but you want to keep them out of the end zone, Brad, because you want those tiebreaker points.
Yes.
To that point, we got to start thinking about those things. I had some got away with this last week. Want to keep these, get our full 13.
Exactly. 4th and a long 3 for the Cyclones with 20 seconds left in the game. Whitford, left side pass complete. Stokes is going to be out of bounds inside the 35, and they're going to mark him at the 33-yard line, a 12-yard pickup.
Whitford to Stokes is complete.
15 seconds left.
Down at the 33-yard line, 1st and 10.
So a fresh set of downs. 7 first downs of the night for Russellville, but 3 have come on this drive when the Bombers were in prevent defense. Here's pressure on Whitford. He's going to step up in the pocket. The pass intercepted. Picked off by Mountain Home. Tatum Bashirs gets the pick and seals the deal right there for the Bombers.
He was some yard across the line of scrimmage when he threw the football, too. But great job with Tatum there stepping in front of that ball. And, boy, nothing's better than the victory formation. The Mountain Home Bombers are going to finish 4-1 at Bomber Stadium in the regular season, Brad.
And let's hope there's another game here in 2 weeks. If Mountain Home can beat Parkview next week, that's what will happen. It'll be a first-round home game in the playoffs.
You know, of course, we haven't seen any scores out of Siloam Springs tonight in Parkview.
Right.
So who knows what could happen.
Of course, that game, it won't mean anything because if Parkview would happen to beat Mountain Home, they'd still have the tiebreaker next week and have the same amount of wins.
Yeah.
Well, this is a nice win. I've told you all week I've been worried about this matchup.
Yes, worried, you know, we were all expecting some crazy 45-35 game or something last night. And the defense rolls out here tonight, plays their best game of the season, shuts down Russellville. What do we finish with, you know, 7, 8 maybe first downs total, and most of those came on that last drive,
They
Brad.
Had 3 of their 7 first downs on that final drive in the prevent defense, yes. Bombers above 500 at 5-4 and back to the 500 mark at 3-3 in conference play with this win here tonight. We'll take a break. Postgame begins in just a moment. Final score 24-7 Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. The Bombers postgame show is next on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis. And Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
The time is now to come see why Nisari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, are refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers and give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit nisarimortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.